Time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
I forgot to say, we're going to change it up now. No more New Zealand Music Awards talk. Maybe next year, though, Jono. Maybe next year. Jono Glenday can normally be found playing in Long Distance Runner, a Scrams band who play ridiculously fast. They play ridiculously short songs. Oh, no, there's a few longies in there. But they're definitely aggressive. He's flipped the coin with his project Fly Nights. And he's in studio to tell us about it. Good evening.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. It's a special day today.
Yeah. Maybe. No, that's cool.
Your EP released today.
Yep.
On Margins.
Yep. How
long has that been in the making, Jono?
I mean, this EP specifically, I don't know, maybe a couple of years or something. But I've been playing music, this music, as Fly Nights for 5 years now. So, a while.
I was wondering, though, why don't we start with the easy question then, Jono? Talk about the hardware that's in front of you.
Because
it's quite a setup.
Yeah, I mean, it's always changing and stuff. A couple of years ago, I did the laptop thing for a while, and then, I don't know, I just wanted something super tactile, which costs money, and slowly got bits and pieces. So I've got MPC 1000, which I like opened up and fixed, like an 80s Boss mixer, a couple of pedals, and then like a Korg synth.
What do you mean by you opened up and fixed the MPC?
Oh, like I just bought it broken. You know,
super cheap. That's how you get the bargain, right?
That's how you get the bargain. And, you know, learn to use a soldering iron, and yeah.
Well done.
Sweet.
Well, and I was wondering, how did you get into electronic sounds? How did you get to the point where you're making it, about to make it in front of us?
I've always been into electronic music. You know, like I think like 90s rave and stuff got super popular, and some like radio tunes then sort of had this pretty strong electronic element. Chemical Brothers like going real big. So I got into it then, and then just playing around with like free programs and Fruity Loops and stuff. And
yes,
yeah,
another
like not like
another
yeah.
notch to the Fruity Loops belt.
Yeah, but. Yeah, kind of. And then like just got heaps into punk, and then like started. I was living with Liam, who did Forest Spirits and Team Cat Food, and so he was just making this amazing music on Ableton, so accessible, like so much you can do with it, and. He taught me how to use it.
But then you decided not to. You decided to start using hardware. What was the how did that decision come to be? And why?
I don't know. Like I just got like Ableton's amazing. I still use it to write stuff, like test ideas, but just kind of this weird vibe of like you're making music on something that you check your Facebook on. I just wasn't into it anymore, like, and it kind of meant that playing, like, actually really into having a place for music and a place to play music and the right equipment to play music, which adds to the feeling of doing it and just going and turning on machines. It's so tactile. There's like one screen that's kind of useless, and it's all just buttons and knobs and sliders, and that's sick. It's tactile. It's like it's what I'm used to.
Coming from the more punk situation.
Oh, yeah, which is, like, completely tactile. It's, like, the most physical, yeah.
How do those worlds collide? What's it like having a foot in both of them?
It's good. I mean, it's kind of weird. It's not like a binary two-way thing. It's, like, I'm into all sorts of music. If I could, like... I don't know, if I could make other kinds of music, I could, but I just decided to invest my time into this and, like, playing punk music. And it's pretty interesting going out and playing shows, and it's, like, one is about complete aggression and the other is just about kind of, I don't know, it's different. But it's all, like, I find them both super emotive and expressive. That's what I like about all music.
Just mentioned, you're talking about, you know, you go to a place, you go to turn specific equipment on, Where is all this equipment set up normally? Where do you write?
Oh, just at home. Like, I actually kind of always struggle to have like a place for music, but I moved into a new place a while ago, and it's awesome because it's like I can have this stuff set up and I can go and I can, I don't know, it's just there. It's like packing up this stuff and packing it down is such a major barrier for me doing this stuff, that just having it there makes it so much easier. Yeah.
Oh, well, we appreciate you packing it down, coming up the stairs, packing it up. We got rid of that earth problem. Very happy. Before we hear your songs, your Passage EP that's just came out on Margins, the Wellington dance label. Kelvin, one of the guys from Margins, wrote this really lovely post saying, nearly 4 years ago, at the end of a really rainy Camp Aloha, which was... it was an interesting time. he says that Joe Sloan and himself watched one of the dudes from that sick hardcore band Parents play one of the best dance music sets of the weekend, and he was totally blown away and has been every time he's seen you perform. How did that relationship come to be? I'm assuming Kelvin came to you and asked, let's put something out?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think he asked me to play a show at, like, Cassette, but kind of on Cassette's last legs. And it wasn't very good, but we kind of just kept in touch. And then, like, when he started Margins on a bit of a whim, asked me to give them a track. But, yeah, like, super love, like, such a lovely post. So appreciative of their support. Like, honestly, this music wouldn't be out if it wasn't for them, so... shout out.
Oh, very happy. Also, coined the nickname Fly Night.
Yeah. Woo!
But this is Fly Nights. Thank you very much. John's going to just play a 15-minute set. So we're going to just rearrange some microphones so Ben and Adam can get some nice shots for you. 2 moments, please.
There is neither source nor end, for all things are in the center of time. As all the stars may be reflected in a round raindrop falling in the night, so too do all the stars reflect the raindrop. There is neither darkness nor death, for all things are in the light of the moment, and their end and their beginning are one. One center, one seeing. drop falling in the night. So too do all the stars reflect the raindrop. There is neither darkness nor death, for all things are the light of the moment, and the end and the beginning are one. One center, one seeing, one law, one light.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.